And welcome back into Two Gigs and a Mic, where we talk about everything Maroon and Aggie related. I am Shelby Warr, and my handsome co-host is Aaron Santos.
Howdy.
Welcome back, where we have had a week of heartbreak and confusion and anger and pro day. So where shall we start?
Let's jump right into the heartache, talk about Aggie women's basketball. Had a very hard-fought bout against the Fighting Irish in the tournament. They unfortunately did not make it past them. It was 87-80. Kennedy Carter putting up 35 points. The girl is a shooter, and honestly, I can't wait to see whatever she does in life. She's going to be amazing.
She's only a sophomore.
I know. I'm just saying, like, I'm pretty sure we're going to see her on TV as a Olympian.
Is there women's basketball in the Olympics?
I'm not sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if there was. I mean, if they have the men's.
There should be.
Yeah. If there isn't, then that needs to be a thing.
Kennedy Carter's a badass.
I think that's putting it lightly. She's honestly very talented. She's one of the better women's Aggie basketball players we've ever had, I believe.
I'll say that.
I mean, Gary Player has honestly turned her into a leader and someone really great, too. The guy knows how to work with his group of girls, so still surprised there.
Do we talk about the fact that Jimbo Fisher is now taking motivational speaking engagements?
Yeah, that was really awkward. I was kind of cringing at that. That was made me a little uncomfortable because he was trying really hard to relate. It was just like, he's trying to motivate a bunch of women, and especially as like motivating rugged football players. You know, I'm not trying to take away from the women. You're not saying they're not tough and rugged and stuff, but it's a totally different mentality, I'd say, and it's just a different sport altogether. So it's kind of like trying to make dinner work at breakfast.
If you could have breakfast for dinner, you could have dinner for breakfast.
I wouldn't want to wake up to something rough like meatloaf or something, though.
Meatloaf! Can I hire him for our wedding?
I'm going to pass on that one, because that's going to kind of overshadow, you know, the wedding itself. So, Jimbo Fisher. Wait, what?
But Jimbo Fisher.
I mean, hey, that could be your side project. You really want him there. They're going to be more excited to meet Jimbo than see us, finally.
Jimbo's officiating our wedding. You heard it here first.
Well, there you go. There's no telling if he's actually an ordained minister or anything, but you know.
You could do that on the internet. People do that on the internet all the time.
Can confirm. Kaylor Chafin is an ordained minister. He could marry us if he wanted to.
Interesting.
So, another little tidbit, little interesting side thing. If you had to bring anyone from the current roster of sports to a fight, who you bringing? I'm bringing Kennedy Carter for sure. She looks like... Daylan Mack. You're bringing Daylan Mack?
I'm bringing Daylan.
What? I mean, but you're bringing one of each. So you're bringing one person from, like, football, one person basketball.
Oh, wait. Current.
I mean, it could be this past year's football team, so Daylan Mack fits the bill. But I mean,
no, I'm ready. Justin Matabike.
Okay.
Justin scares me. Justin, if you're listening, you scare me.
Who are you bringing from basketball? I'm bringing Savion Flagg.
Of course you are.
No. Okay, bear with me on this one.
No, the world has to know how much Aaron loves Savion Flagg. One day, we saw him at Target, and Aaron was starstruck.
It's Savion Flagg. How many times do you see them like just walk around Target casually? Come on.
All the time because they're normal people.
I'm just saying, if you bring Savion to a fight, he's your ultimate hype man. He's like he'll mimic everything you do. He's gonna look at you and start like punching the same way you do, just like he does the dunks. I remember watching him mimic Robert Williams' windmill dunk. That was amazing.
Okay, I'm bringing Admon.
Bring Admon?
He has been through enough that he's ready. Plus, he's Dallas born and Dallas bred.
What does that mean? Are you trying to say Dallas is a hardcore hood?
I'm trying to say that Dallas is the best place ever.
Oh my goodness, here we go. All right, are you bringing from the women's basketball team?
Can I pick Kennedy too?
Yeah, sure. Fine. She can be our mother. I mean, honestly, she looks like she'd lead the charge and just like start destroying people left and right.
Okay, softball, who are you taking? Peyton McBride calling it now.
Samantha Chow still there? Yeah.
No.
No, she's not.
In Ohio. Oklahoma State.
There we go. Yeah.
You can have Riley Barton, the lone senior.
Yeah, she doesn't have anything to lose. That's definitely someone to bring.
What is that supposed to mean?
She doesn't have anything to lose. Like, she has no ties anymore. She's just like, she's like the Lone Ranger. Just like you said, lone senior, Lone Ranger. Yay. I'm bringing Logan Foster from baseball. He looks like he has a little, he could come unhinged, honestly.
Oh, I'm bringing Joseph Menifee.
Really? Why is that?
He goes by Moo. Let's go. Let's go.
You know, what? there's more than those sports. So, honestly, let's see what else is. What's her name?
I'm bringing the entire women's swim and dive team, all of them.
Yes, bring them to a fist fight. They're definitely going to swim and dive around that one.
Hey, they have more championships than you do.
What is that supposed to mean? Rude?
It means they're cooler than you.
I'm actually pretty cool. Just let me know.
Not cool as our women's swim and dive team.
Wow. Let's see.
What about our hockey team? Can I bring our hockey team?
I mean, let's be honest now. The whole team probably knows how to fight really well. You could just bring them. You don't even have to bring anyone from any other sport.
Okay. If you had to bring one alumni from any sport, who are you picking?
One alumni from any sport? Oh, man.
Johnny Football.
Heck no. He would be the one that have made the fight. He would be the one who have got me into that bad situation to begin with. I know Johnny's reformed now, but old Johnny would have definitely got us into a bad situation on that one. I'm not bringing him. Miles is too soft.
I hope to God that Miles Garrett hears you call him soft.
I mean, so I think he has the like what I call the switch, where when you get on the field, you can become a completely different person. I think that's kind of what it is with him, because he's like so nice and.
The dinosaur man is a badass. Okay.
He's a badass. I'm wrong, but he doesn't seem like the aggressive type who would come unhinged at a moment's notice. He seems like he would try to de-escalate the fight. You know.
Speaking of Miles Garrett, I'd just like to point out that today was the Texas Rangers Dinosaur Day. And being from Arlington, Miles seems a little triggered that he wasn't invited.
Yeah, they kind of owe him one on that one.
They had a Velociraptor throw at the first pitch and everything.
That's actually awesome.
I told you, Dallas is the best.
Oh my goodness. If I had to bring any alumni, is it from just football?
No, just football. Anywhere. Oh, no, I got mine. Michael Barish.
Really?
Bring Iron Mike.
Iron Mike. I'm probably bringing Keith Ford. Based on the story that we heard from, I'm not going to name the source because I'm not like that, but a unnamed former Aggie baseball player told us a story one time where Keith Ford was at a party and some uninvited guests decided to start making some trouble, and Keith Ford hulked out and just started destroying people left and right. So yeah, I'm bringing Keith Ford.
All right,
I mean, you remember the story. You were there. I'm gonna go based completely on that story, and it seems like it merits a lot. I mean, the guy is. That sounds awesome. Watching Keith Ford hulk out. That sounds so cool.
Hulk.
Exactly.
Okay. This is semi off topic. I work at a Montessori school. I have a small child who we literally call Hulk Smash. He walks around and every other word out of his mouth is Hulk Smash.
I think he's confusing Hulk with Groot. Just throwing that out there.
But he does the hand signal and everything.
What is that? So he'll stop
in the middle of the hallway and like jam his fists into the ground and go, Hulk Smash!
Well, there you go. Someone is going to be ready for when Avengers Endgame comes out.
It's his favorite. That and Dinosaurs.
Honestly, if I had to take a dream team of All Stars, it'd probably be Keith Ford. Keely Milligan, even though she's gone in a different place, she's still a former Aggie. Who was absolutely wild? I'm definitely taking. I'm taking Torrey Vidalis. I'm taking Torrey Vidalis. Never mind.
No, you guys are both. Keely is great in her own right.
Yeah, I mean, and then as far as baseball goes, Nick Torby.
Torby lays out. He got it.
That's classic.
Best memories.
And I can't think of any other sport that I would bring from. But yeah, Keith Ford. If I'm bringing anyone to a fight, it's Keith Ford.
I'm bringing Von Miller and all of his chickens.
Honestly, Von Miller seems like the type that would definitely be like the calmest but like most deadly one at the fight. The one guy who's actually super silent and they're like trying to like agitate him, and then when finally all hell breaks loose, he's just like leveling people left and right with right hooks. That's how I picture that going.
But speaking of Keely Milligan and Torrey Vidalis, let's move to softball. We got back on track this week. They swept BYU. We beat the Mormons.
No surprise there. Rallying from last week, you'd expect them to kind of ride that high of, doing so well. So I'm actually really proud of them. That's hopefully they just keep riding this momentum. And go ahead, sir.
We took Sam Houston and then two from BYU.
There you go.
This week, yesterday was a shutout. The day before was a comeback 3-2. And then the Sam Houston games were also comeback 1-run games. So they not only did they win, they fought back.
Playing they from behind.
Baseball did that this weekend too.
Yes, they did.
You want to talk about what happened with baseball first, or can I complain first?
Let's talk a little bit more about softball. Do you have who pitched the comeback games and held them down to 3 runs, or do you have any of that information?
Let's see. Game 1 was Kendall Potts.
Okay.
Game 2 was also Kendall Potts.
Wow. Woman on a mission.
And she was the only pitcher for both games.
Well, there you go. She's your ATV pitcher all over the place. Just consistency is key, I guess, there.
I'm taking Kendall.
She seems like the most reliable one that they have. So that's no surprise to me as well. I mean, that's impressive in its own that she held them for so long to no runs, I guess, and then mount a comeback. So hats off to her. She's doing excellent. Keep doing great maroon things.
Maroon things.
There you go. Because Aggie means excellence. I'm coining that phrase, just so you know.
Aggie means excellence. And what are you going to use said phrase for?
I have no idea yet. Just be on the lookout for that one.
It's going to be, like, on our wedding invitations.
You're currently obsessed with our wedding, aren't you?
I mean, yeah.
Well, you heard her first. That's all she's thinking about right now. If she gets off track, we can blame it on that.
Okay, baseball. Let's start with the Lamar game. If I see another ninth inning, like I saw against Lamar,
What you gonna do?
We gave up 4 runs in the top of the ninth. Yes, I know that we were up, let's see, 10-3. And it's fine, and it's all dandy, and blah, 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 whatever. But that's going to come back and bite you in the ass against a team that's not Lamar.
Yeah. I mean, any other team, they would have capitalized that on that and just sent us home, so.
A la Missouri, Saturday night, or Saturday afternoon, when we gave up 2 runs in the top of the ninth, and then lost in 15 innings. Can't get lazy in the ninth inning.
Yeah, honestly, that's something that's becoming an apparent problem, is just putting them away, you know, putting the dagger in and making sure and securing the win. You got to keep your foot on the gas, and they've been letting off. I don't know if it's fatigue or not, but that's honestly something that's kind of scary to me.
I mean, they didn't let off against Kentucky, but Kentucky is also 1-8 in conference play. So yeah, at this point, I count them.
We can't really use that as a merit series anymore based on how they've been performing.
But let me just complain.
Okay.
About how this weekend went. First of all, we hurt 3 different players.
We didn't hurt them personally. We didn't. So just so you guys listening at home know, we did not hurt them. If someone got hurt, it might have been Shelby. She might have assaulted them, but it was not me. I will not be incriminated for that crime.
God. Okay, so Mikey Hohner is out. Excuse my language, but it looks like he took a ball to his gonads. That's what it looked like to me. I don't know if that's what it is, but he was out today. Hunter Coleman is out after a play at first base. Looks like it hurt his arm or maybe his leg. I don't remember which one it was. I'd have to look again. I don't remember.
I believe they mentioned his arm bending in the wrong way.
And then Braden ran over Bryce Blom.
Yeah, Braden's going to make the play no matter who's in the way, so.
Bryce Blom came into today's game, but he did limp back off, so yikes. Because you take those 3 guys out, this is a completely different offense.
And we definitely saw that today.
And when we are going to Texas and to LSU this weekend, somebody say a hope and a prayer that we will see them back in the lineup.
The lineup is pretty... I mean, the lineup is pretty battered as well, though. So, and also, let's be honest, we've seen Childress kind of, he can't make up his mind. He keeps pulling people out. He's only giving them, like, 1 chance before he pulls them out. You know, I feel like he's, like, the stern dude. He's like, all right, you know, you got 1 chance. You got to go out there and do it. And then as soon as they mess up, you know, he's just like, you're gone. And, of course, Childress is definitely the rugged New Yorker. You know, that's my default accent. So there you go. He's not actually
the only accent he can do.
That is not the only accent I do. Okay.
It's but the only accent.
That's my disappointed dad voice. All right. You know, I'm disappointed in you, son. You know, that's my go-to.
Is that what that is?
I guess you could call it my disappointed dad, intimidating adult voice.
Super duper yikes.
Wow.
I will, however, give major props to Aaron Walters today. He stepped in as the third string catcher and did exactly what he needed to do. I don't think there was a single moment that we had to say, "Damn it, Aaron!" I say that every day, but not to Aaron Walters.
Wow.
And I mean that in the most loving way possible.
Yeah, okay.
I do!
I'll remember that.
What are you going to do about it? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to send you a strongly worded letter.
Strongly worded letter. Y'all, I'm scared. I'm shaking in my boots.
But so,
let me tell you how triggered I am about today's game. So apparently, Missouri couldn't finish the game because we have a they have a travel curfew.
Wait. Back up. Friday we won. Saturday we lost. Today tie. Just so the listeners at home know.
So yesterday, in the 15th inning, Missouri won. Blah, yada, 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 yada. Today, we were in the bottom of the 10th and got a runner to second, but nada happened, as per usual. And then they say, oh, by the way, we're done. Because Missouri has to go home.
It was honestly one of those moments, like when you're a kid and you're playing like basketball or any pickup sport, and it's like, oh, what's the score? Oh, it's tied, or like, we're up by two. Oh, I gotta go home. My mom's calling me. That was like the most like childish moment ever for me. I was just like, wow. It's like, I think I hear my mom calling. What?
Like, can you just imagine? Let's go back to the LSU 7 overtime game. Can you imagine in like the 4th overtime if they called up and said, oh, LSU has to go home. We're done now.
To be fair, though, that game was on a Saturday. This game was on a Sunday, so I can kind of see it, but still, it's like one of those the cheapest ways to like call a game. It's like, oh, we gotta go home now.
At 4:40, you have an airplane, so it's not like you're driving home.
Hey, you know what? I'm as red ass as it comes, but you know those tickets are non-refundable and they're expensive. Okay.
Oh, whatever. They have their own plane, and you know it.
I don't think it's Missouri. Come on now. It's Missouri.
Yeah, Drew Locke went there. He's important. At least the internet will tell you he's important.
They like to think he is.
He's not.
But I really don't think they have private jet. Come on now. Those tickets are non-refundable. For anyone who's ever flown, You know that flying is a headache, and I mean, I'm not justifying them leaving early, but I don't know. It's just such a weird way to go out.
I'm just saying they could have waited longer.
They could have, you're not wrong.
So this week we play Texas, looking for revenge from the regional. If someone tries to tell you this game means nothing to either side, they're lying to you.
It means more to them because they have something to prove, apparently. Also, I would like to just add, if you go and look at the website and try to buy tickets and see our schedule, they have them ranked number 7. We can't find anywhere else where they're ranked ahead of us because they have more losses than us. It makes zero sense. So, take that with a grain of salt. Our own website is working against us.
Either way, this is an important game. Please, dear God, let us win it.
I think my favorite thing from last year was them chanting at, what is his name, Cody Clemens?
Yep.
Cody Clemens, they're chanting P-E-D, P-E-D. That was honestly probably one of the greatest moments of baseball I've ever witnessed.
It's because you didn't get to witness the no-hitter.
Okay, wait. Okay, so we need to talk about this. And I'm standing by it. She's convinced a no-hitter is the greatest thing ever. By far, let me preface this with, a no-hitter is literally just two guys playing catch with each other. You're watching two guys play catch with each other. She thinks it's the greatest thing ever. If I'm going to a baseball game, I'm going for, like, some real entertainment. I want to see some plays being made. I want to see people diving. I want to see people running into the walls, you know. I want to see some baseball being played. A
no-hitter has all of those things.
It's two guys playing catch. Tweet at us, please. Please tweet at us, or me personally, if you agree with me, that it's just two guys playing catch.
The thing is, it doesn't happen all that often, and I was literally shaking the entire eighth and ninth inning. Like, you have no idea.
I guess. It was. Okay. Well, back to Cody Clemens getting chanted PED. That was honestly a great game. Wait, what?
That wasn't even English.
What?
You just said back to Cody Clemens getting chanted PED at.
At him. Okay. All right. I missed the word. Don't just stop.
That wasn't even English.
It was definitely English. It was bad grammar, but yeah. That was honestly great. It's going to be a great time no matter what side you're on.
But head out to Austin if you can.
Especially if you're an Aggie, it's a great time because we tend to know how to get under their skin. So I would definitely say if you can go to Austin, watch it.
Just ask them about the airport.
Oh, that's definitely going to be brought up. I can guarantee you that will be brought up this coming game.
It's the quickest way to get under their skin.
God forbid Sam Ellinger's there because he's going to receive the hardest time from the Maroon fans.
Oh, don't worry. He'll throw out the first pitch and they'll talk about how amazing he is. Oh, wait, no, that was just Colt McCoy.
Is that a thing? They really let their football players throw out the first pitch?
No, the last time that we went, two friends of mine and I went to the last time we played in Austin, and they had Colt McCoy throw out the first pitch, and they were talking about his wondrous NFL career.
By wondrous, wait, do you mean illustrious?
No, they called it wondrous.
Okay, so that's okay. I was just making sure. I was gonna say, for someone who's very much a grammar Nazi, you just very much so incorrectly use the word "wonder." That makes more sense.
Wondrous NFL career, and I said,
"Oh, it's definitely a wonder."
I said, "It's a wonder he's still in the NFL."
It's more like, I wonder where he's been at, because I ain't seen him play.
He played for the Redskins this season, and they broke him.
Oh, they went through three quarterbacks, I believe. They almost put the punter out to play quarterback, essentially.
I could have played quarterback. I would have been really bad, but I would have been wouldn't have been that much worse.
Wow. You heard it here first, guys. She's going to go try to play quarterback. Be on the lookout for a tryout.
I'd say I'd play for the Browns, but I think the Browns got it figured out now.
Oh, they basically have the Avengers of football. They have Odell Beckham Jr. They have Baker Mayfield, Myles Garrett. Who else did they get? They got, like, the most insane squad of guys together.
Let's see. But on that note, we do play LSU this weekend as well.
Which is ironic, because two developing rivalries.
One rivalry that some people will tell you doesn't matter anymore, and one that really sincerely budded seven overtimes ago.
I'm going to be the first one to say that this is going to be probably one of the more exciting weekends of Aggie baseball sports in general, because it's not every day that you get to watch then play Texas, and then LSU. That's like, I don't know. That's like birthday and Christmas combined, really, if you're an Aggie sports fan.
So we are going to the box. Friday and Saturday, we'll have first pitch at 7 p.m. Sunday, we'll be at 2 p.m. We promise that we won't leave early due to any travel constraints. We're coming ready to rumble, we hope.
Shelby's ready to rumble. I don't know about them.
I am ready to rumble.
Except she's going to be glued to the TV this weekend, guys. Be on the lookout for all her tweets. She's honestly going to be just screaming at the top of her lungs. Just she lives for these weekends, as do I. But she is just absolutely infatuated with these rivalries.
It's fun to watch, okay?
I'm not going to disagree with you. I am honestly not. It's one of the more fun things to watch in sports. Everyone always says, oh, it's just baseball, it's just a bat and a ball. This is actually really good baseball. I want to say that just the colors and the rivalries and everything just makes it that much more intense.
Sure. LSU is coming off the weekend of beating number 2 Mississippi State. So, no stress there.
They're definitely riding some momentum into this. Honestly, I think that if we do rest the injured players, it'd probably be against Texas. I don't think Childers cares enough to risk anyone further hurting themselves. And I'm pretty sure he cares more about LSU than Texas. So, I'm banking we probably won't see the 300 guys against Texas, but we probably will see
Bryce Blom, I'm telling you right now.
Wait, what?
You'll see Bryce Blom, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, I don't doubt that. That's probably one that we will see. He'll probably fight tooth and nail just to be able to play in that game. I honestly I definitely imagine him being restrained by his teammates because they're telling him, no, you can't play, Bryce. You can't play at all. They're just holding him down and trying to get him to stop.
See, Bryce Blom is another Michael Barish. He's another, I came from Ole Miss. I don't know why this game means this much, but you know what? We're going to play it.
I mean, so when you finally buy into the madness, I think we see amazing things from guys who didn't even really matter to you before. Because that's truly what it is. It's like, if it doesn't matter to you before, when you put on that uniform and you embrace the Aggie maroon, it matters to you. Like, there's just, when they say there's a spirit that can never be told, it's true. That there's a spirit that you really can't describe. Like, if it didn't matter to you before, if you show up to any Aggie game where we're going against Burnt Orange, it's a different magical experience. I can guarantee you that.
It's true. I believe it was Jonathan Dukoff that almost gave up baseball because he wanted to be an Aggie so bad that he would rather just give up baseball than not go to the school that he wanted to go to. So this game, I feel like, has to be a lot to him.
This game probably means the world to him. I would, if you're listening to this, Jonathan, we want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you think, because that's passion. That's true intensity. That is honestly, that's what we look at here and see.
I know one of our players did it, but I can tell you right now that Jonathan is the one that survived cancer.
So he's already a fighter.
I would love to talk to Jonathan and hear Jonathan's story. But, so Jonathan, if you're listening, hit us up.
We would love to hear from you. Honestly, if you're the Aggie who was willing to give up baseball for that, I would still love to hear from you even if you weren't. But that's honestly, that's amazing. Kudos to you. I have some choice words about cancer. Literally, I probably can't say this on the podcast, but F cancer. So
you can say that on the podcast.
Trying to keep it PG for the listeners at home.
I've accepted that most of the things I do aren't PG.
Yeah. I'm gonna let you cover that one for yourself.
True.
Let's see. We have Texas. Then else you... going this weekend, it seems like the injuries are the most relevant things. Other than that, our bats have kind of showed up. Pitching is slightly improved. Like I said, Childress is keeping everyone on a short leash, it seems like, except Doxakis. I really do think it's the disappointed dad thing. It's like, who was it? Was it Asa who was on the short leash?
Oh, no. Asa doesn't get a short leash. Asa killed it this weekend, which is why... Let me tell you how angry I am at whoever blew it. Well, actually, it was Casey Kallick who blew it on Saturday, who allowed the two-run home run. I don't remember who allowed the winning run. But if I'm Asa Lacy, who pitched a career high in innings, 12 strikeouts, kicked ass, excuse my French, just to lose.
I'd be pretty upset. All that work for nothing. So, yeah. I see where you're coming from on that one. But it's like, it's your brother, so it's like, you can't really be mad at him. It's like, come on, dude. Like, I really did all that for you to knock it down. It's like building a tower of cards. Then you let your little brother put the top on it, and he knocks it down. That's basically kind of what that is.
I feel like you've had that experience.
No, but it's like, I mean, everyone's kind of, if you have siblings... Which you do, I know for a fact you do. You always want to include them in the things that you do. And you always let them, you know, put the cherry on top or whatever. And sometimes that happens. You can't really get mad at them. It's just kind of like that long, drawn-out sigh. And then you just, like, slap on a smile and say, let's rebuild this together. And that's what I hope that they do.
All right. I think... We can save our NFL draft conversation for a special NFL draft episode. So on that note, do you have anything else that you would like to discuss?
We didn't get any of your questions this week, but I know you did just talk about wanting to talk about ESPN and the Longhorns and us. I want to hear how you feel about it, and then I'll tell you my theory and how I feel about it.
I'm triggered. Tell me how the Longhorns always seem to be ranked really, really high, even if they haven't deserved it, even if they haven't earned it. It's just not fair. I don't understand it.
For me, I view it as...
biased.
Well, yeah, it's definitely a bias, but they have their best interests in Texas because that's their moneymaker. ESPN always runs the Gatorade commercials. They always run the Nike commercials. And guess who sponsors Texas? Gatorade and Nike. They also have the Longhorn Network, which is a beneficiary of ESPN. So they just have vested interests in them. So, of course, you're going to boost your quote-unquote best product. It's not really their best product. I believe there's so many more things that make them more money than Texas. But it's something for them to talk about. They have one of the biggest fan bases, probably, I wouldn't say ever, but they have one of the bigger fan bases in collegiate sports overall. So I can see, yes, why there's a bias, but what I don't understand is, why do they hate us? They never give us a chance in hell. They've never.
One time they did. You saw what we did. So,
but at the same time, if you go back and look, they were looking for us to fail. They were waiting for it. They were chomping at the bit for us to just like fall flat on our faces. So it doesn't make sense. It makes sense to maybe promote rivalry and promote how we're the other school in contrast to them. But at the same time, for them to just completely and blatantly hate on us, not even mention us in conversations. It's almost like vinegar coming out of their mouth. Like, it tastes bad when they mention our name. It's not, doesn't make sense to me. And my theory is that they just work closely with them. and that I just they hate stems from Texas. That's all I can really think of. Like, it doesn't make it makes zero sense.
By the way, I have confirmed it is Jonathan Dukoff who wanted to be an Aggie.
There we go. So, if you're listening to this, please, we want to hear from you. That honestly touches me so much because I was so bent on going to A&M that I was willing to do anything to get into, and I know that passion, I know that want, I know that perseverance. I want to hear from you.
It says, Jonathan Dukoff played at Baylor, then Houston Baptist. Last December, he doesn't feel great, goes to urgent care, and a scan finds a mass that ends up being leukemia. He got his undergraduate degree and was just going to come to A&M to get his master's, but the NCAA granted the last year of eligibility.
Oh, there you go. Look
at that. The NCAA did something right.
For once.
That's a whole nother can of worms, though.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt your Texas rant, but I thought that was important.
I figured you were looking something up about it, because I did want to confirm that, too. That's basically all. That's kind of how I feel about it. It's just they stand to make more money from them, and they don't stand to make any money from us. Really, it's almost tough for them to even talk about when Jimbo came here. Like, they were almost like speculating every other person that didn't really benefit us as much as Jimbo. Like, it's actually insane to me.
Well, it's because the SEC network makes enough money off of Alabama and Georgia, so they don't have to talk about us. The Longhorn Network, they need the Longhorns to do well.
Well, yeah, because if that network fails, that's probably close to $1 billion down the drain.
Pretty sure it's already failing.
Based on the fact that they run so many reruns of, like, games where they've won, like, I mean, of course you're not going to play a game where you lost, but they always do reruns
of like, games from, like, 20 years ago.
Yeah. It kind of shows that it is failing, and it's for the old Longhorn fan sitting in his chair, you know, drinking a beer in the evening. So I kind of feel like it is failing, and so any chance they can get to capitalize on it, they're going to be like, Texas is back, or Texas is Texas that. What still just does not make sense to me is the hate for us. Like, I just don't get it. If anyone has any theories or wants to go down this rabbit hole further, please send us tweets, send us a DM or anything. We'd love to talk about it. I'm honestly confused. It doesn't make sense to me. I want to hear your theories.
Conspiracy theories?
That's pretty much what it is. Get your tinfoil hats up.
I like my tinfoil hat.
Mine looks like a Hershey's Kiss.
Oh, aren't you special?
Sure.
On that note, I think we're done for the night.
I guess so. Let's end with a positive note. You can pick your friends, and you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
There you go. I was going to go with Theodore Roosevelt, who says, believe you can, and you're about halfway there. So, but I guess yours is more profound.
Yes.
Good night, guys.
Good night, and have a great week.